Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you and welcome to Royal Daughters. This is Sister Debbie. Listen, today we're going to talk about how the Lord carries us, how the Lord carries us. As I begin to study this text, let me tell you, I'm still studying. I'm sure it is meaty. I can really delve into it, but let's go ahead now and pray. Father, have your will. Holy Spirit, have your way. Say what you want to say, because you know what? You carried us. You knew us before we were conceived in our mother's womb. Amen. Praise God. God bless you. Sister Debbie from Royal Daughters. Listen, we've been in ministry. I've been in ministry on the Blog Talk Radio show for more than 10 years, more than 10 years. On Blog Talk Radio, just want to welcome all of our listeners, and let's go ahead now and begin to focus in on Jeremiah 1 and 5 comes to mind. So let's go ahead and go on over to Jeremiah 1 and 5. I'm going to grab my Bible, and we're going to go ahead and go through this together. Now, Jeremiah is in the Old Testament, and so I'm going to go on over there now, and bear with me. I do know the verse. The verse is, before I formed you in the belly, I knew you. That's really important as we begin to focus on the word before, you know, the word before, and we begin to look at the word knew. And as I begin to think about it, I want to go into the word before. We know before, right? That was prior to. But the word now, as I begin to think, hallelujah. Let me slow down a little bit because I'm going to let the Lord, we're going to let the Holy Spirit have his way. It's not going to be me. You are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Amen. So God has a word. I'm just the mouthpiece. And so my job is just to hear God and amen. Listen, God, let me hear you so I can say anything to encourage your people, Father. And we say, we thank you, Lord. Also, you all, go to Psalms 139. Psalms 39 is another thing that came to my heart, another verse that came to my heart. So I got going over now to Psalms 139. 1 through 4. 4 is sticking out to me really loud, real clear. And then we're looking at the word before. Hold on to before and new. Amen. And so in Jeremiah again, in Jeremiah, thank you, Father. 1 and 5, God says, I knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb. And so God, he knew. He had intimacy. He had an intimate relationship with you. You. I read somewhere he knew you intimately. He knew you intimately, not just to know in an intellectual way I was reading, but to know you intimately. And so here this God is. Somewhere another verse says, I knew you before I put life in you, or until I gave you life. There it is. It says, I knew you before I gave you life. Isn't that a deep concept? We can't even imagine know what that means. Maybe as we begin to study to some degree, but to really interpret and really understand what that means, to know you before I gave you life. That's a deep concept. And so then now we look at the word know, and again, know intimately. So he knew us intimately even before he made us an embryo. Embryo, I read that in one particular translation of the Bible as I begin to study Jeremiah 1:5. Oh, wow. You know, so he knows us, this God who knew us before our mom and our dad came together, this God who knew, oh, my God, that we're going to be birthed one day, this God who set us apart and consecrated us and called us. As we begin to study Jeremiah 1:5, I'm not going to be studying Jeremiah 1:5. I just want to look at that particular verse. And so God is saying that he knows you, or that he knew you, and that you are Okura Mashiach, and I'm Okura Messiah. Speak, Jesus. Speak, Lord God. Ha. Huh? Oh, my God. He selected you. That's the word. Huh? He selected you. He consecrated you. He set you aside or apart. God didn't make a mistake when he knew you, when he made you. Psalms 139, everybody. Maybe you want to keep your hand in Psalms. In Jeremiah 1:5, I'm going over to Psalms 139. Verse 1 says, ooh, wow. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search me out. Ooh, you search. Let me read that again. Oh, Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up, you discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down. And so now we begin to understand, as we begin to look at the text in verse 3, it says, you search out my path and my lying down. You're acquainted with all my ways. So God's knowledge of you is vast. His understanding of you is incomprehensible. God knows you more than you know yourself, more than you can study yourself. Any textbook, any psychologist, a psychology books, a therapist, they don't know everything about you. Then God knows about you. That's why nobody can judge you, because God made you and created you, listen, to be conformed into the image of his son. And the image of his son, the Bible tells us that. Oh, wow. The Bible tells us that he made us to be conformed into the image of his son. Listen, you weren't just made for something, just to be made. No. Listen, the producer, the creator of you, he made you, he predestined you according to Romans 8:29. That's a verse you may want to hold on to. We'll see if we're going to go into it. And so now, as we begin to pursue God and talk about being made by God. Hallelujah. God is dropping scriptures in my heart, y'all. So let me just follow the leading of the Lord. Let me tell you something. I'm learning how to, what do I call that? Lord, obey God and then to follow God's leading. Proverbs 30:31 says, oh my God, I don't understand, but I'm going to read it. 31:32. It says, the strutting rooster, the he-goat, and a king whose army is with him, 32. If you have been foolish, exalting yourself, or if you have been devising evil, put your hand on your mouth. And so we talk about, you know, Proverbs is full of wisdom. I don't want to go off. I don't want to talk about something else. But I understand one thing, that all wisdom comes from God. God knows everything about us. Oh, why don't we have to have the mind of Christ and get the wisdom of God and the mind of God? Amen. And so now we're going back to this God who shaped you and who formed you and who knows you. Now listen, this God who knows you, because this is a verse I really want to hone in on. Oh, God, bring it to me. Isaiah 46. Everybody in Isaiah 46. I want the International Standard Version, which I have here. Isaiah, again, is in the Old Testament. As I'm looking now for this verse, Isaiah 46, listen to this verse, you guys, verse 3 and 4. I might have to start a little bit earlier than that. 46 says, Baal bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beasts and livestock. Oh, my God, I'm going to go on down now to Holy Ghost, we want 3. 3 says, Hurraba shandarala koramasiya. Oh, God, have your way, Lord Jesus. Listen again, okay, you guys, so the rest of that verse. Baal bows down, Nebo stoops. Their idols are on beast and livestock. Verse 2 or 3, Lord. Verse 3, listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel who have been born by me from before your birth. Oh, my God, what do you say? Who have been born by me from before your birth, and carried from the womb. Everybody, this is called being carried by God. This is the God who is concerned about you, the God who loves you, the God who bore you. That's what's really sticking out. The God who bore you, the God who nursed you. Listen, a lot of times, you know, we look at human beings and we think, okay, well, it's the mother and it's the daddy. We blame situations, but we got to understand that God created us. God loved us. Listen, he conceived us in love. If we start there, we'll be all right. If we start there, we can get healed. If we can start there, we can ask God to help us to realize, listen, that God, you've always loved me. You've always been for me. God, the Bible says you're for me and not against me. And so as we begin to renew our minds to this God who loved us before we loved him. Oh, my God, this God who loved us while we were yet sinners. This God who came and died and gave his son Jesus to die for our sins and shed his blood on us on the cross for us, our sins, that we might come to know him and know his love and how graciously he gave us his love. We had nothing to do with it, but it's about the grace of God. When we begin to come to know this God who, before anything happened, before mama, daddy, sister, brother, cousin, uncle, aunt, teacher, friends, boss, everybody got anything negative to say, or just being imperfect, not just being human. Come on, they weren't God. We've got to pursue the one who has pursued us. We've got to call him. The one who's called us, we need to come running to him. Oh, my God. We got to understand, oh, my, he was running and pursuing us even before we called on his name. Oh, that scripture says, what's that scripture? It's in Song of Solomon. And every time, every now and then, I'll go back and I'll remember that song that says, Y'all just bear with me a minute. As I begin to call, the scripture relates to the fact that as we call on him. He's already pursuing us. Listen, y'all. Oh, my God. Matter of fact, he calls us to. He causes us to call on him because he's pursuing us. Let me find the verse because I want to read it right. I want to read it correctly, y'all. So bear with me now as I go into Song of Solomon. Lord, Holy Ghost, I'm asking you, bless the Lord. Lord, show me my book. Show me my little, I have a Song of Solomon, Divine Romance Passion Translation by Pastor Brian Simmons, and this is where I actually think I may have first seen this particular verse. I'm going to read it from the Passion Translation, Divine Interpretive of the Song of Solomon, and so I'm going to read it. Yeah, here it is. It says Song of Solomon, verse 10, and it says, 2 and 10, it says, the one I love calls to me. Come on, y'all. He's the one calling you. He's the one that's bearing you. He's the one that's calling you forth from the womb. He's the one that's raising you and nursing you and carrying you. There's another, I was listening to Pastor Jack Hibbs, and he said that God is pregnant with his promises towards you. Listen, and then he's going to carry them out. If we were to look back now, I'm getting excited because I really want to go to Isaiah 46, God, but you still got me in Psalms 139, verse 4. And so, God, as we begin to see, come on, we're going to follow. Let's follow God. He knows all things, and he knows what we need until now. As we're going now, staying still in Psalms. Come on, y'all. We're still in the Old Testament here, and we're looking now again. Y'all bear with me. Y'all bear with me here because I'm doing a little Bible thumping. Didn't know I was going this exact way, but that's okay. God is good. Hey, man, learning to follow the Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Yes, yeah, Psalms. Come on, y'all. Psalms. Psalms 139. Now that's before Isaiah. We're still in the Old Testament. So here we go. And so we have verse 4. It says, even before a word is on my tongue, behold, O Lord, you know it all together. And so what's really important to understand that God knows everything about us. He knows what he created us to be. Matter of fact, he created us for him. If somebody would have just told us, you know, maybe they were telling us, they weren't listening, that God made us for him. Jesus Christ was everything, and everything was for him and by him and through him. We got to understand that everything was made for Jesus. It wasn't made for me. No, I'm a vessel. God uses me. He listened to glorify him. God created me because he has pleasure in me. I'm pleasurable to him. He loves me. He created me for his good pleasure. There's that scripture. And so God made you because he loves you. God made you, my God, because you're a pleasure to him, because he wants to love on you. Come on, he wants to love a relationship with you. Come on, sons and daughters of the Most High God. He wanted to know you and be in communion with you and have fellowship with you. Come on. This God wanted to demonstrate his love to you. And so, of course, with all that love and all that revelation and all that foundation that, my God, he created you out of love, and then he conceived you by love, and then oh God, have your way, Holy Ghost, and then that he carries you, and then he bears you, and he's the one that, come on, he's the one that's keeping you, and he's going to fulfill his promises to you. Listen, this is all a God plan. It says, well, I know the plans that I have towards you, thoughts of good, plans of good and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Now listen, there's two different translations on that. There's a Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the thoughts, I think it's NIV, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you. One of them, one's ESV. Let me do this. I've got different translations. Because I'm talking about different translations, let me go over there really quickly. Jeremiah 29:11 in ESV says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for evil, to give you a future and a hope. So let's get the mindset now that God who carries us has planned us from the foundations of the world. The man didn't have anything to do with it. God allowed her, your mama to carry us. Bless our mothers, bless our fathers. That we're all used. Come on, God uses our vessels. God uses us. Come on, to carry. Listen, the glory of God, the promise is God. Oh, you're beautiful, my God. You are a treasure. You're a private garden to the Lord. Oh, my God, you're a treasure to the Lord God. Oh, quote on Messiah. So God made you specifically for him. He loves you, and so he wanted you here. So it doesn't matter what anybody else thought or said. or even really did. The devil tried to stop you, but you know what? God, Jesus was carrying you all along. God was carrying you all along, and that's why you're here today. Listen, don't give up, because God wants you to carry you to the end, amen, to open up your eyes in glory, and he actually delivers you. Come on, he releases you into glory, and that's a part of that verse as well in another translation. I think I was listening to Pastor Jack Hibbs, and he was talking about how God carries you. Let's go back now. Oh, Lord, I'm just asking the Lord some questions. I'm asking him which way he wants me to go. So I believe the Lord is saying he just wants to carry us. He wants to carry you through the situation that you're in right now. You're not alone. You got to understand that Jesus said, God said in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So God is committed to you. This Father who conceived you in love is committed to you, because, listen, he knew you before you was born. He knew you before he gave you life. Come on, we got to let that cement in us. We got to do some study on that. We've got to look at the word before. Oh, Lord God, when I get excited about that, God, I really want to study it like I want to look into it. And so now I'm back in Isaiah 46 and 3, Holy Ghost 3 or 4. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been born by me from before your birth, carried from the womb, verse 4. Carried from the womb. Listen, guys, verse 4. Everyone, even to your old age, I am he. Listen to those of you that are elderly. Think God doesn't care. No, he does care. Let's listen to this verse. He cares about you. You have gray hair. Come on, let's all receive this. Even to your old age, I am he. I got to read that again. Verse 4. Even to your old age, I am he. And to gray hairs, I will carry you. Somebody needs to let that get into their heart and down into their spirit and meditate on it when you feel like drinking and giving up and kind of getting out of your mind. God wants you in your mind. He wants you to go into your heart to get a revelation. Amen. Who God's called you to do and how God sees you. Don't give up on your purpose and your call. The rest of that verse is, I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. Again, verse 4, even to your old age, I am he. Put your name right there. And to gray hairs, I will carry you. Put your name right there. I have made and I will bear. I will carry and will save. And so I was alluding again to the fact that Pastor Jack here was saying this God that, listen, you're not carrying God. God is carrying you. What am I saying? Listen, salvation is when Jesus, look, religions, I've read it somewhere. I heard it somewhere. Religion is when we're trying to reach up to God and bring him down. But with salvation, you know, relationship with God is when God sends Jesus to come down and save and deliver us, because we couldn't save ourselves, you all. We, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, that's, you put your name in there, believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. And so now God is wanting you to know, God wants to carry you. God wants to carry you through your situations. God wants to carry you through your hurts. God wants to carry you through your pain. God wants to carry you through your lacks. God wants to carry you through your misunderstandings. I know Pastor Jack Hibbs was saying, we may not understand everything. We're not going to understand everything, but we need to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, but in all our ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Listen, God is running this show. God is, come on, he's sitting in the passenger, sitting in the seat, and he's sitting in the passenger seat. God is the one steering this this ship. Come on, God is the one leading and guiding. This is God's idea. This is God's plan. Listen, we're going along for the ride. So that means you need to get into yourself, all of us, and say, okay, God, you chose me. Thank you for choosing me. You love me, God. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, God. Oh, your thoughts towards me are good and not evil, to give me a future and a hope. Thank you, Lord God. I love you for carrying me. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening today. I want to give you an opportunity to receive the Lord Jesus. It's found in Romans 10 and 9. In 10, if you don't get cut off or something, I want you to go to that verse. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, come on, he was always here, y'all, he's here before us, and shall be saved. Oh, do you feel that call? Will save you to call on his name. It's done, my God, by faith. Oh, we receive Jesus Christ by faith. Listen, God is able to do anything, my God, and everything but fail. God is for you and not against you. So now, as I go over to Romans 10 and 9 in closing, huh, my my God. Thank you, Jesus. Romans 10:9 says, oh, my God, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Ooh, isn't that good? For with the heart, one believes and is justified. And with the mouth, one confesses and is saved. I'm glad he called me from the womb. I'm glad he knew me before I was in the womb. I'm glad that he sees me and carries me and bears me and will see me to my end. The work the Bible says in Romans 8:28, the work he has begun in me, he shall complete it. Come on, we got to hold on to the word of God. Let's not let go of the word of God. God is laying a foundation so we can understand that he knew us before we were formed in our mother's womb. Come on, he knew us intimately, and he carried us, and he bore us. And he wants, he wants us to walk with him and to trust him, y'all. This is his program. Let's grab a hold of the Lord's hand. God bless you, and thank you so much for listening, and praise the Lord God. Amen.